The new dog needs a name. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. We're talking about Bobby and his family and their new dog. This is the second episode. In the first episode, Craig and his mother, Kathy, went to the animal shelter and selected a new dog. At the animal shelter, the volunteer referred to this dog as a shepherd. And Craig didn't really understand that. So on the way home, they discussed it. Why did he call our dog a shepherd? She explained, oh, that's because he appears to be part German Shepherd. His shape, the shape of his head, the color of his fur, he looks a lot like a German Shepherd. She explained that dogs from the animal shelter frequently are not purebred dogs, but they have characteristics of many different kinds of dogs. The dog they selected looks a lot like a German Shepherd, maybe a little smaller. Craig seemed satisfied with that answer. When they got home, they were greeted by Bobby and his father. When they brought the new dog into the house on the leash, Bobby was astonished. He couldn't believe they have a dog. He's wanted a dog forever. Kathy took the whole family out to the utility room, and they saw that she had put paper on the floor. She's very smart, knowing that the dog that they selected might not be house trained. The new dog might not know to do his business outside in the yard. So she put paper on the floor so that if he makes a mess overnight, it would be easier to clean up. She also produced two bowls, one for his water and one for his food. She had gotten dog food, and she also produced a box of doggy treats. Over next to the wall, there was a small bed for the new dog. Kathy had prepared very well for this new member of the family. She had also bought a new collar for the dog. And so the first thing they did was change the new dog's collar to the newer one, which was much nicer. Robert moved the dog tags from the old collar to the new collar because dogs need dog tags. Dog tags are required by the local government, and they also document that he's been vaccinated against rabies. Bobby was quick to ask what the new dog's name was. And of course, the new dog had no name. So this was going to be what they did first. Now, for the new dog, he was much more interested in how everything smelled. And he busied himself moving around the house and the people smelling everything. He really, really wanted to smell everything. Later at dinner, they discussed dog names. And they suggested lots of different names. When someone suggested Max, Bobby objected, saying Max was a good name, but that Lisa's dog down the street is called Max. He didn't want any confusion about that. So Max was off the list. Various names were suggested and discarded. And then someone suggested Oscar. And Oscar just seemed very popular among all the family members. It just seemed like a great name for a dog. They all agreed, and from that moment on, the new dog's name was Oscar. Kathy told the boys that, of course, Oscar doesn't know his new name, and it will be important for us to teach him his new name. So when you play with Oscar, call him by his name. When you talk to him, call him by his name. And by repeating his name many, many times, he will figure out that Oscar is his new name. After dinner, they took Oscar outside into the yard. They didn't need a leash for this. They just opened the door and everyone, including Oscar, walked into the backyard. Again, he was super busy smelling everything. He was fairly systematic. He went around the edge of the yard, smelling every few feet. After a short while, he seemed satisfied and he came back and faced the boys. Kathy said, "Now it's time for you to get to know your new dog, Oscar. So why don't you boys play and your dad and I will go in the house." As she turned to go to the house, she produced a small red ball. She handed it to Bobby and said, "A lot of dogs have an instinct to chase and catch things, but he'll have to be taught to bring it back to you. That's not one of their instincts, but you can teach him to retrieve the ball. So here's the ball. If you throw it, he will probably chase it. He might chase it, but you can then teach him to bring it back to you." At that point, the two parents went in the house, and the two boys were faced with a dog that may or may not want to chase a ball, but they've already been told he probably won't bring it back to them. So that's it for this second episode. You learned how Oscar got his name. The next challenge for the boys and for Oscar is to teach Oscar how to fetch a ball and bring it back so that it can be thrown again so that they can play with a ball. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please come back and watch more episodes that talk about Bobby and Oscar and their family. See you soon. Bye.